Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Lauren L. of the High Desert. It's currently Thursday, September 15th, 2016. Lauren L. of the High Desert is brought to you by growwithlaurenl.com, offering services in online marketing, social media outreach, email marketing. If you'd like to know more, feel free to contact me. Again, growwithlaurenl.com. And today I'm having a special interview about a solar tour happening. It's actually called the 2016 Solar Energy Tour, taking place in the United States. And I came across this tour when I was surfing through social media, and it just really stood out to me because it's a nationwide event, and it looked like a great way to learn about solar energy and to learn what's happening close to wherever you're located in the United States. So today I actually have Carly Rixham on the line. She is the Executive Director of American Solar Energy Society. Hi, Carly. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well, Lauren. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for calling in. Can you provide us some detail about who you are, what your background is, and your connection to America Solar Energy Society?
Sure. So the American Solar Energy Society is the oldest renewable energy organization in the country, and we've been around since 1954. We're located in Boulder, Colorado, and we have chapters all over the country. And our major programs are this National Solar Tour. We also have a magazine called Solar Today that's available to our members. And we do an annual conference as well, a solar energy conference. Next year it will be taking place in Denver in October 2017. So my background, I studied biofuels in my master's degree at University of Colorado and got involved with culturing microalgae for biodiesel and was involved in the CU Energy Club. And then from there I got into solar energy and was a volunteer for ACES, American Solar Energy Society, and have since become the director.
Oh, that's a great background. So more about the American Solar Energy Society, the Solar Tour. I read that it's the 21st annual National Solar Tour. That's quite a bit of solar tours that have been going on.
Yes, yep, it's been going on for a couple of decades now, and happens every October across the country.
Can you provide us some basic detail about the event and about the locations that are on the tour?
Sure. So the National Solar Tour is the largest grassroots solar event in the nation. What it is is a collection of local solar tours that happen in neighborhoods around the country. So ACES, as the national organizer, provides the resources for local organizers to put together their own local tour. The solar tours are basically neighbors opening their doors so that they can talk to their neighbors about their solar energy, about their energy efficiency or other renewable energy technologies in their home. And it's just a good platform for people to get talking about what works, what doesn't work, recommendations as far as local installers, local incentives, local laws or regulations such as HOA ordinances. And so it's just a really good way to get some real questions answered if you're thinking about going solar and just, you know, need to get some clarification on best practices.
Is the solar tour strictly residential solar, or does it also include large-scale solar or utility scale?
It is open to businesses and utilities as well. We also have churches that have solar on their roofs, schools that have solar on their roofs, and so it does provide an opportunity for those types of organizations as well to give tours to the community to show what they've done, to slash their utility bills, help cut pollution. Yeah, so it is open basically to anyone who wants to participate.
Is it open throughout all of October? Like, are the tours taking place throughout all October, or are they specific dates?
They're specific dates. So generally a local tour will choose a Saturday or sometimes a Saturday and Sunday and have it for just that one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a free form as far as how the local tour wants to organize. We just, you know, recommend October to build some momentum around the movement. Also, October is Energy Awareness Month, as designated by the White House and the Department of Energy. So it's a nice time of year to be outside. You know, we try to pick a good time that's not too hot, not too cold. And but really, you know, the solar home tour can take place at any time. For example, in Alaska, they run their tour in April because it's starting to get dark in October up there.
Mm-hmm.
We just provide the resources for the local tours to kick off, things like tour guides and lawn signs, or yard signs, I should say. Not everyone has a lawn. Just a great opportunity for anyone to get inspired and show their neighbors what they're doing to support renewable energy and energy independence, reduce carbon emissions, and, you know, just get out there and celebrate community.
And I'm based in California. Most of my listeners are based in California. And from what I see, the tour available in California is the Central Coast Tour in Santa Ynez Valley. Do you have more information on this specific location?
I do not, but I know that, yes, it's the Santa Ynez Valley Solar Tour, and if you go to our website, there's a phone number that anyone can call for more information about, you know, the specifics on the tour.
Okay. Yeah, the information's available on the website. I saw it's a map that has all the different locations spotted throughout the United States.
Yes. So this map here is specific to our October. However, I know that there are plenty of solar tours in San Francisco that happen in July in conjunction with Intersolar North America, a big solar conference that happens every July in San Francisco. We have about 60 local tours that are happening throughout the month of October throughout the country. And as you mentioned, they can be found on our website, which is nationalsolartour.org.
Is there anything different this year with the tour compared to last year?
Every year has its own flavors. This year there's a bike tour happening. Each local tour sort of can do their own special organization. For example, some tours have a breakfast that kick off their tour or a party afterwards for the tour. Each local tour has its own flavor for sure. I went to a tour a couple of years ago that had a brick oven, pizza cooking, and solar-powered oven cooking fresh baked cookies. So it is it is quite flavorful.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, so it's in the hands of the organization once they – the main thing is that they get on the map for your tour and people know about it.
Exactly.
Are there volunteer opportunities available for the public?
Absolutely. We like volunteers to be at each tour site. to just help the homeowner or the person living in the home to help out with the tour goers and provide them information. So, yeah, you can contact your local organizers to find out, you know, if there's still volunteer opportunities available.
Okay, that's great. And so generally, how can listeners learn more about this? I know you mentioned the website earlier. What is the website again?
NationalSolarTour.org. So go to our website. You can find resources such as a media kit, opportunities for organizers, little toolbox that has poster, logo, tour guide, et cetera. You could also go to American Solar Energy Society's website, which is aces.org, and find other resources, such as, you know, how you can go solar, some solar home basics, information about our local chapters and our local and our technical divisions, information about our magazine and our conference. And we encourage you to join us as well. We are a membership-based organization. Our goal is to enable 100% renewable energy society. So we're strength in numbers, so we'd love to have you join us and support our mission.
It sounds great. It sounds like a really fun event coming up. All right. Thanks so much for calling in, Carly. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Lauren. Good to talk to you.
You too. Good luck on the tour.
Thanks. Hope you join us.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
So again, that was information about the 2016 National Solar Tour, and it sounds like a really great event. I personally am very supportive of any kind of event that can get people to come together to see what communities are doing to develop solar energy, whether it's residential locations or if it's a general community project. It's always great to meet with communities and see what they're doing. I think it's been very inspiring personally to learn what communities throughout the United States have done to progress solar. I know that it can be kind of a daunting subject at times when it's an individual homeowner looking into solar, but when learning about what communities have done to come together to educate one another about solar, amazing things happen. So again, this looks like a really great event. Visit the website, and maybe if you have friends that are interested in the subject, you can carpool together and make it out to one of the events. Again, it's throughout the whole United States, so you'll have to see what's going on in your state and get involved. Thanks a lot for tuning in. You can learn more at LaurenL of the High Desert.com. Thanks so much. Take care.